We're going to look together at that passage we read from 2 Kings chapter 4, particularly at verse 26, where Elijah says, "Is all well with you? Is all well with your husband? Is all well with the child?" As we go through life, we have to face many questions, very important questions. Young people, as they go through secondary school, have to decide what subjects should I study? What options should I take? Should I go to university? If so, to which university should I apply? Then a bit later, you have to ask, what kind of job should I apply for? Then maybe you'll ask, should I get married? Should I get married to that fellow who's just proposed to me? Or if you're a fellow, should I propose to that girl? When should I do that? Then later on, you may have to ask the question, should I change my career? Should I go to the mission field? What would God have me do? Later on, should I move house? Should I downsize and buy a smaller house? Shall I move into a rest home? All those important questions we have to ask as we go through life. But this evening I want to ask the most serious question you could ever face. Is it well with your soul? Is it well with your soul? Natural fact, that question was first asked by a man named Elisha in the story who lived almost 3,000 years ago. He put that question to a wealthy woman who lived in a place called Shunem. We read about it in 2 Kings 4. Let me remind you briefly the story. This wealthy woman at Shunem and her husband were very hospitable to Elisha. He was a traveling preacher, and they invited him, whenever he was in their area preaching, to stay at their home. Indeed, they made a special room for him on the roof of their house. And she was, the husband and wife were very hospitable. And as a result of that, this woman was granted a son. She'd longed to have a child. She was now elderly, her husband was elderly. But she had a son, and she was delighted about that. That was God's goodness to her. But sadly, some few years later, the boy suddenly fell ill. He went into the fields one day, a hot summer's day, to watch his father reaping the corn, when suddenly he took ill. We don't know what it was, but he had a blinding headache. My head," he cried. Maybe it was meningitis. Maybe it was a severe sunstroke. But he was very, very ill. And he was carried back home. And there he died, sitting on his mother's lap. Needless to say, she was totally devastated. But she believed that Elisha, the man of God, might be able to help her. So she went to see him as quickly as she could. And when Elisha saw her coming in the distance, he sent his servant to put this question to her. Is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with the child? Now, when Elisha asked those questions, he wasn't just politely asking the time of day. He wasn't just asking whether she and her family were in the best of health. He was asking something far more serious, something far more important. He was asking, really, is it well with your soul? Is it well with your husband's soul? Is it well with the child's soul? He was asking about her spiritual health and well-being. There's no doubt about that. For a start, the word she uses in the Hebrew was the word shalom, which means spiritual peace and well-being. She was asking about that. And that is certainly how the woman understood his question. Look at her reply. Is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with your child? And she replies, it is well. If Elisha was just asking whether she and her husband and son were in the prime of health. Well, she wasn't really, because she just lost her son. Her son had just died, so in that sense, everything was not well. Elisha was asking, is it well with your soul? And she understood that, because she said, yes, it is well. All is well. And that's the question I would like to ask this evening. Now, that may seem a strange question to ask. Is it well with your soul? Seems strange to us in England to ask such a personal question. But I remember some 30 years ago, I was in Romania, and I was going to preach in the area called Transylvania, and the young pastor met me there, and he shook me warmly by the hand, and in very broken English, he said to me, is everything right with your soul? Are you walking with God? Before he let me loose on preaching to his congregation, he wanted to know whether everything was right with my soul. We're not used to that kind of question in the UK, but it's a very important question. Is it well with your soul? Later on, as we close, I may ask, is it well with your husband or your wife's soul? Is it well with your child's soul? But primarily, is it well with your soul? That's the thing that distinguishes us from animals, that we have a soul. When God made men and women, he made them with a soul, with a faculty able to communicate with him. I have a body, and therefore I can do physical things. I can eat, I can drink, I can walk. I used to be able to run. I have a mind, so I can think and do my basic math when I add up my money, and I can read because I've got a mind. But I've also got a soul, which enables me to have communion with God. How is it with your soul? A quick visit to the doctor and a few x-rays will tell you the state of your body. A few examinations at school will tell you the state of your mind. But what's the state of your soul? How is that just now? What exactly do we mean when we ask, is it well with your soul? First of all, we mean, has your soul been cleansed and cured from the guilt of sin? Has your soul been cleansed and cured from the guilt of sin? You see, as we are all guilty sinners before God, every one of us, without exception. Our souls are afflicted with a terrible disease called sin. Every man and woman born into this world has a guilty, sin-sick soul. The Bible says the heart, if you like the soul, is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. We've all sinned against God. We've broken his laws many, many times. We've all been greedy and grasping at times. We've all been selfish at times. We've all said cruel and callous things at times. We've all been self-centered. We've all been immoral, if not in our actions, certainly in our imaginations and in our minds. We've all told lies. We've all taken the name of the Lord in vain. We've all pushed God aside and not bothered about him. We're all guilty sinners. We may not like that truth, but it is the truth. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's not a man or a woman or young person in this building tonight who's not a sinner. There's not a man or a woman or young person in the world who's not a sinner. We've all sinned against God. But here's the wonderful thing. It is possible to have all that sin and guilt dealt with, to have it forgiven and cleansed away. The teaching of the Bible is this, that Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, left heaven and came into this world 2,000 years ago. He became a man, took a human nature, a human body, and came into this world 2,000 years ago. And he lived a perfect life. He kept the law of God in every detail. And at the end of 33 years, he was put to death upon a vicious cross just outside Jerusalem. When he died there on that cross, he did something remarkable. He took upon himself the guilt of sinners like us. And he bore the punishment that people like us deserve. That dreadful punishment of sin was laid upon him, and he bore it in our place. And the moment we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the moment we trust in him, all our sin is forgiven. All that guilt is taken away. That's the first thing we mean when we say, is it well with your soul? Has all your sin been forgiven? Has all your guilt been taken away? Maybe last winter your body was sick with bronchitis, but you've been cured of that by the skill of a doctor. Now you're well again. But is your soul well? Has it been cured of this terrible disease called sin? Then when we ask, is it well with your soul, we also mean, have you got life? Have you got spiritual life in your soul? You see, as we are by nature, our souls are dead. Not only diseased with sin, but dead. That's why the majority of men and women in Twickenham tonight have no desire for spiritual matters at all. That's why the vast majority of people find such things boring. Going to a prayer meeting, how boring. Going to a church service, how boring. They have no spiritual life, you see. They've got physical life. They can run, and they can speak, get excited about physical things, the football team winning, excited about that. But they have no spiritual life. So they don't get excited about anything spiritual. We have this deadness in our souls. But it's possible for our souls to be made alive again. When we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, new life comes into our souls. We're no longer spiritually dead. We're forgiven. We have a new life within. That's what we mean when we say, is it well with your soul? We also mean, is your soul out of danger? Has your soul been saved from the danger of eternal punishment in hell? As we are, our souls are not only diseased, they're not only dead, they're in grave danger. Danger of hell. You see, God is so holy, God is so pure, that he cannot allow sinful men and women into heaven. He can't do that. If he allowed sinful men into heaven, they'd soon change heaven into hell. God can't allow sinful men and women into heaven. And our souls are in danger, you see. Danger of a place called hell. Now, Jesus himself said that. Jesus actually said, do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. But rather fear him who's able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Our souls are in danger. But it's possible. Thank you, God, it's possible to have our souls saved from this certain danger. Because the Lord Jesus Christ died and bore the punishment of sin in our place, it is possible to have all that sin forgiven. It is possible to have life breathed into our souls. It is possible to be saved from this terrible danger of hell. Maybe some time ago, your body was in danger. You were desperately ill. You were in the intensive care unit. Oxygen cylinders, tubes, heart monitors, everywhere. You were in terrible danger. Your body was in terrible danger. But by the skill of surgeons, you've been taken out of danger. You're now free of danger. But your soul, my friend, is still in danger if you're not a Christian. But your soul can be saved from the danger of hell. Or to put all that positively, are you on the way to heaven? That's what we mean when we say, is it well with your soul? Are you on the way to heaven? Is your soul assured of a place in heaven when you die? We've all got to die sooner or later. Life won't go on forever. Even if you're a perpetual youth, like Cliff Richard, he and I are exactly the same age. My sons, my daughters can't believe that, but we're exactly the same age. But even if you're a perpetual youth, like him, you won't live forever. Do you know, are you certain that when you die, you'll go on to be with the Lord in heaven, to live in his eternal kingdom forever and forever? Now that is what we mean when we say, is it well with your soul? Has it been cleansed and cured of the guilt of sin? Has it received new life, spiritual life? Has it been saved from danger, the danger of hell? Are you right with God and on the way to heaven? I'm not asking whether you attend chapel. I'm not asking whether you've been coming to this chapel for years and years and years. I'm not asking whether you're a good Baptist or a Methodist or a Presbyterian or an Anglican. I'm asking something far more important. Is it okay with your soul? Are you right with God? I'm not asking whether you're a good citizen, whether you pay your taxes well and are a good citizen. I hope you are. But you can be a good citizen and still be lost and hopeless. Is it well with your soul? Says someone, I don't really know. To be honest, I don't really know whether my soul is safe or not. I don't really know whether I'm right with God or not. Let me try to help you. If you have seen yourself as a sinner, if you've seen yourself as someone who's done wrong in the sight of God, and if you've seen that you can never, ever save yourself, you can never, ever earn your own forgiveness, you can never, ever earn a place from heaven, if you've seen all that, if you've seen that the Lord Jesus Christ and his death upon the cross is your only hope of ever being forgiven, if you've seen that he is your only hope of ever being saved from hell and of arriving in heaven, if you've seen that, if you believe that and trust in him, then all is well with your soul. You've been forgiven. You have new life. And you're out of danger. But if you've not seen that, if you still think you're okay, if you still think that because you've lived a decent life, you're sure of a place in heaven, then, my dear friend, all is not well with your soul. This Shunammite woman could say, all is well. I'm sad, I'm heartbroken, I've lost my son. Life couldn't be more sad just now, in many ways. But at least I know this. I know that all is well with my soul, and that I'm right with God, and I'm on my way to heaven. And my son is well. He's just died. But I know that all is well with him. He's now in heaven. Why is it so important? Why is it so important that we should ask this question and answer it? Let me encourage you to get right with God straight away. First start. There is nothing more wonderful, nothing more wonderful than to know that all is well with your soul. Nothing more wonderful in the world. You may get a measure of joy from your money, or your possessions, your car, your sport. You may get a measure of joy from your hobbies, from your pleasures. That's fine. Fine. You may get a measure of joy when you hear that you passed your exams. Good. Praise God for that. But there is nothing like the joy of knowing that all is well with your soul and you're right with God and sure of a place in heaven. And what is more, it's the only thing that will support you and uphold you when a great calamity comes into your life. This woman in our story was in the midst of a terrible crisis. The greatest crisis she'd ever known. Her son, her only son, the son she'd longed for years, her pride and joy, had died, was dead. She was in the midst of a terrible crisis. It was all so quick. He'd gone out into the fields to watch his father reaping the corn. Sudden heat struck, collapsed, and died. This poor woman was faced with a terrible calamity, broken-hearted. But she could still say, in the midst of the terrible crisis, but one thing I know, all is well with my soul. I'm right with God and on the way to heaven. Read the story again sometime. She seems to have amazing peace, doesn't she? There she is facing the greatest calamity of her life, but she seems to have peace because she knows the presence of God with her. This is the only thing that will keep you steady, my friend, when the great calamity comes. What's the use of money when you're facing a great calamity? What's the use of your sport when you've just lost a dear loved one? What's the use of your wonderful possessions, your beautiful car, when they just tell you that your wife or your husband or your son or your daughter has died? No, the only thing that will keep you steady in the midst of the great calamity is this knowledge that all is well with your soul. That's one good reason why you should get right with God and make sure that all is well with your soul. It's the only thing which will support you in the hour of crisis. Now, this is not just make-believe. This is not just something you read about in the Bible. This is true in actual practice. Let me tell you the story of one man. Many of you know the story, a remarkable story. A man by the name of H.G. Spafford, Horatio Gates Spafford, wrote a hymn based on this particular verse of the Bible. Mr. Spafford was a very wealthy attorney in Chicago in the 19th century. In 1870, he and his wife lost their 4-year-old son, who died of scarlet fever. A year later, in 1871, the Great Fire of Chicago burned down a lot of their property. And Mr. Spafford and his wife lost a fortune overnight. In 1873, he and his wife decided to have a holiday in Europe, where their friend, the evangelist Dale Moody, was taking some meetings. Because of business commitments, Mr. Spafford couldn't travel immediately, so he sent his wife and four daughters on ahead, traveling to England. In the middle of the Atlantic, their ship, the Via de Havre, was hit by another vessel and sank. 217 people perished in the shipwreck, including their four daughters, aged 2, 5, 9, and 11. Mrs. Spafford is saved, rescued. She arrives in England, sends her husband a cable, all is lost. I alone am saved. Mr. Spafford immediately booked a boat to sail to England to comfort his wife and to bring her back to America. As they passed the part of the Atlantic where the boat had sunk, the captain pointed out the spot to Spafford, and he wrote an amazing hymn at that point. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and shed his own blood for my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin not in part but the whole, is nailed to his cross and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. Mr. Spafford was a Christian and always well with his soul. And that's the only thing that can keep you calm when you face a terrible, terrible calamity. It's not only the only thing which will keep you calm when faced with a crisis and calamity like this woman. It's the only thing which will keep us steady and calm when we ourselves come to die. We've all got to die one day. The day will come when the doctor at the hospital will say, I'm sorry, Mr. Howlett, there's nothing more we can do for you. And you'll realize your strength is ebbing away and your little time in this world is coming to an end. There's only one thing that will keep you steady then and keep you calm, and that is to know that all is well with your soul. You're going to leave all your money behind, going to leave your house behind, your car behind, your hobbies behind, your sport, everything. Leave it all behind. But it's well with your soul. And you know you'll go on to be with the Lord in heaven. Do you see? This is the greatest question you could ever be asked and ever answer. Is all well with you? Is it well with your soul? Has your soul been cleansed of all its sin? Have you been given new life? Are you on the way to heaven? Are you right with God? The biggest question you could ever ask. If you can say yes to that soul, all is well with my soul. If you can say yes to that question, all is well with my soul, then praise God. Then I go on to ask another question very quickly. Is all well with your husband's soul, or if your husband is all well with your wife's soul? It's all well with your partner's soul. If you're a Christian, that should be your greatest concern. If your wife is not a Christian, if your husband's not a Christian, I want them to be right with God. Then go on to say, is it well with my children's souls? Are they okay? Are they ready to die? It's great for our children to have a great education. It's great for our children to pursue hobbies. Great for our children to join a sports club. Great for our children to be fit and healthy. Wonderful, wonderful. But the most important thing is this: are our children saved? So if you're a husband with a wife who's not saved, try to show her that you're the Christian husband is the most wonderful husband in the world. Kind and tender-hearted and manly as well. If you're a Christian wife and your husband is not a Christian, try to show him that a Christian wife is the most wonderful wife in the world, so loving, so kind. If your children are not Christians, try to show them that the Christian parent, the Christian father, the Christian mother is the best parent in the world. So kind, so loving, such a great example. But the most important question first is, all well with your soul? I pray that all of us will be able to sing our final hymn with all our hearts. Shall we do that just now? It's number 809. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. If you can go from this building tonight saying that from your heart, I know that everything is well with my soul, well, praise God for that. Number 809.